Zentrale Prüfung 10, 2017. Englisch. Hauptschulabschluss. Nachschreibtermin. Wichtige Hinweise. Alle Texte, die im Folgenden zu hören sind, werden zweimal vorgespielt. Vor dem ersten Hören wird Zeit gegeben, sich mit den Aufgaben vertraut zu machen. Der Hörverstehenstest besteht aus zwei Teilen. Hörverstehen, Teil 1.
A whole new world. You are going to hear an episode from a travel podcast. Janelle, a teenage girl from Canada, talks about her trip to South Africa. First, read the tasks. Then listen to the podcast. While you are listening, tick the correct box or write down the information needed. At the end, you will hear the podcast again. Now read the tasks. You have 1 minute to do this. Now listen to the podcast and do the tasks.
Hey, folks! Today I would like to tell you something about my awesome trip to where my mother was born, South Africa. Two of my aunts and my grandmother still live there. The new impression started the minute I stepped off the plane. People's accents were surprising. It was like everyone was imitating my mom's half-Canadian, half-South African accent. What a strange feeling that was. There were many little differences. For example, I quickly discovered that South Africans drive on the left side of the road, which took some getting used to. People also pile in the back of pickup trucks, and although it's uncomfortable, it's legal and useful for transporting a lot of people. Their word for any kind of dessert is pudding. And I thought they actually meant we were going to have chocolate pudding after dinner every day. I think the most shocking difference was the poverty. Lots of people live in shack villages in the cities. Most houses in these villages are made of cardboard or other old stuff that isn't good at blocking out the sun and the rain. There is also poverty in the countryside. But a lot of the people there have farms and live in mud huts with robust straw roofs. South Africa's seasons are the opposite of Canada's. I was there during the winter and, though they don't usually have snow, it got awfully damp and cold. The vegetation is very different, as well as the wildlife. Don't get me wrong, there weren't giraffes eating from my aunt's trees or lions keeping me awake at night. Stuff like that just happens in movies. South Africa has many official languages. For example, English, Afrikaans, the language that goes back to the white Dutch settlers of the 17th and 18th century, and Zulu, the language of some of the native people. My two aunts and grandmother employ Zulu women as housekeepers, so I learned a few words in Zulu. My time there was quite interesting. In some ways, it's not very different, but in other ways, it's extremely different from my life at home. For example, my cousins listen to the same American music I do, as well as South African artists. I'm afraid I didn't learn as much as I could have. If I ever have the chance to return, I know that is one thing I will concentrate on. Every minute of my 6 weeks there was worthwhile. It was nothing short of the experience of my lifetime.
Now listen to the podcast again and check your answers.
Hey, folks! Today I would like to tell you something about my awesome trip to where my mother was born, South Africa. Two of my aunts and my grandmother still live there. The new impression started the minute I stepped off the plane. People's accents were surprising. It was like everyone was imitating my mom's half-Canadian, half-South African accent. What a strange feeling that was. There were many little differences. For example, I quickly discovered that South Africans drive on the left side of the road, which took some getting used to. People also pile in the back of pickup trucks, and although it's uncomfortable, it's legal and useful for transporting a lot of people. Their word for any kind of dessert is pudding, and I thought they actually meant we were going to have chocolate pudding after dinner every day. I think the most shocking difference was the poverty. Lots of people live in shack villages in the cities. Most houses in these villages are made of cardboard or other old stuff that isn't good at blocking out the sun and the rain. There is also poverty in the countryside, but a lot of the people there have farms and live in mud huts with robust straw roofs. South Africa's seasons are the opposite of Canada's. I was there during the winter, and though they don't usually have snow, it got awfully damp and cold. The vegetation is very different, as well as the wildlife. Don't get me wrong, there weren't giraffes eating from my aunt's trees or lions keeping me awake at night. Stuff like that just happens in movies. South Africa has many official languages. For example, English, Afrikaans, the language that goes back to the white Dutch settlers of the 17th and 18th century, and Zulu, the language of some of the native people. My two aunts and grandmother employ Zulu women as housekeepers, so I learned a few words in Zulu. My time there was quite interesting. In some ways, it's not very different, but in other ways, it's extremely different from my life at home. For example, my cousins listen to the same American music I do, as well as South African artists. I'm afraid I didn't learn as much as I could have. If I ever have the chance to return, I know that is one thing I will concentrate on. Every minute of my 6 weeks there was worthwhile. It was nothing short of the experience of my lifetime.
Hörverstehen, Teil 2.
Update your wardrobe for cheap. You are going to hear a radio interview. Nick Mills from BBC Radio 1 interviews Kiara Milford, who has found a different way to look cool. First, read the tasks. Then listen to the interview. While you are listening, tick the correct box or write down the information needed. At the end, you will hear the interview again. Now read the tasks. You have 1 minute to do this. Now listen to the interview and do the tasks.
This is Nick Mills. You're listening to BBC Radio 1. Imagine this. You need a new outfit for that cool party and you're broke. With us today is Kiara Milford, who has a solution. Kiara, good morning.
Good morning.
You look great today in your jeans and white top. When did you buy them?
Oh, that must have been about 5 years ago. The last time I bought something new to wear was July 2014. Since then, every piece of clothing that has found its way into my closet was bought second-hand, borrowed, or I got it from someone.
Really? You don't buy new clothes? As in, at all?
Well, it might sound impressive, but it really isn't. The most important reason why I stopped buying new clothes was laziness, not environmental or financial reasons or anything like that.
Well, it does sound strange. Many people think they could never have enough clothes.
People always want new things, and they buy loads of stuff they don't need.
Okay.
But we should buy less, not more.
So, do you only have a few things in your wardrobe?
There are 31 items of clothing in my wardrobe at the moment, not including underwear. Some I've had for years, and they're still totally wearable, like the sparkly disco shorts I've worn on so many nights out.
Okay, I see. And you never get the feeling that these clothes look old-fashioned?
Fashion changes, but style doesn't. Any old piece of clothing you own could be restyled to look great now. As for me, I've been wearing the same jeans since I was 18. Having your jeans professionally restyled costs about the same as buying a brand new pair. And you can also swap your old stuff with people you know.
And that's why you save a lot of money.
That's right. And there are flea markets where second-hand clothing is easy to get. Also, there are lots of online communities where people trade vintage clothes. You can't always get what you want, but when can you ever?
Okay. Do you think this would be an alternative for all of us?
It depends. There are many options that don't involve throwaway fashion. Maybe you'll reduce the number of new clothes you buy, or maybe you'll make everything yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Kiara, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Now listen to the interview again and check your answers.
This is Nick Mills. You're listening to BBC Radio 1. Imagine this. You need a new outfit for that cool party and you're broke. With us today is Kiara Milford, who has a solution. Kiara, good morning.
Good morning.
You look great today in your jeans and white top. When did you buy them?
Oh, that must have been about 5 years ago. The last time I bought something new to wear was July 2014. Since then, every piece of clothing that has found its way into my closet was bought second-hand, borrowed, or I got it from someone.
Really? You don't buy new clothes? As in, at all?
Well, it might sound impressive, but it really isn't. The most important reason why I stopped buying new clothes was laziness, not environmental or financial reasons or anything like that.
Well, it does sound strange. Many people think they could never have enough clothes.
People always want new things, and they buy loads of stuff they don't need.
Okay.
But we should buy less, not more.
So, do you only have a few things in your wardrobe?
There are 31 items of clothing in my wardrobe at the moment, not including underwear. Some I've had for years, and they're still totally wearable, like the sparkly disco shorts I've worn on so many nights out.
Okay, I see. And you never get the feeling that these clothes look old-fashioned?
Fashion changes, but style doesn't. Any old piece of clothing you own could be restyled to look great now. As for me, I've been wearing the same jeans since I was 18. Having your jeans professionally restyled costs about the same as buying a brand new pair. And you can also swap your old stuff with people you know.
And that's why you save a lot of money.
That's right. And there are flea markets where second-hand clothing is easy to get. Also, there are lots of online communities where people trade vintage clothes. You can't always get what you want, but when can you ever?
Okay. Do you think this would be an alternative for all of us?
It depends. There are many options that don't involve throwaway fashion. Maybe you'll reduce the number of new clothes you buy, or maybe you'll make everything yourself.
Well, thank you so much, Chiara, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Ende des Hörverstehenstests.